And joining us as he does every Friday morning, at least while I'm here on not Friday mornings, is our state representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And I don't know if I misheard you. Was it 3 above or 30 above?
Man, I wish it was the second part. But yeah, 3 above with a wind chill factor. So
I know. It was very disappointing. I didn't get home last night or this morning until about 1 o'clock from Lansing a.m. And boy, that wind was howling and the snow was swirling. And I was wondering which way I was going.
Or if you had gone too far north.
Or have I gone too far north? Nothing is better than being here, though. I'll handle the cold weather instead of being downstate, but I'm ready for the turn.
All right. Yeah, I am, too. Well, let's talk about quite a few things. You've been busy down there in Lansing, and one of the issues I know that's been in the news lately is the topic of drones.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Kevin, that we even have to talk about this. 10 years ago, nobody talked about it. It was a hobby for some people to play with these radio-controlled drones, and then, of course, as the news picks up on it. But there is some major concerns. Some groups are using, especially in the California area, are using drones to harass hunters. They'll use these things and go over a deer stand or a duck stand or even some people out there fishing. They'll either have a camera on it or just chase game away. And harassing hunters is illegal in this state. So we had to include drones in what is a description of harassment of hunters.
Wow.
So we passed that legislation this week, and I hope that doesn't happen, but you could see it happening. You know, the groups like PETA or the National Humane Society. So we passed those, and also along with that, we said that you cannot use drones to enhance your hunting either, and that means chasing game to you. Or taking pictures of game. So there's some new laws. So those of us that have drones, not me myself,
right,
but check into the new laws.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, another new one that you are working on has to do with public notices.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, there's a lot of questions and concerns on public notices, and people say that, and it's mostly the municipalities, they're saying, why are we going through this expense of putting public notices in papers and people don't read them? Well, the fact is that public notices is part of our laws in Michigan to make sure the public is aware of what is going on in your local community. It's transparency.
Mm-hmm.
One of my colleagues, Amanda Price, who I respect immensely, has been working on bills over the last three sessions to eliminate public notices and papers. Well, I have a substitute that says that we still have to do it at least at a certain level. And her contention is that most people read papers online.
Right.
Well, up here, the 106th district being the oldest demographic age population in Michigan, the lack of internet and broadband and fiber optics up here, most of us still read a hard paper.
Yeah.
So I believe we should continue to do that. And it's interesting, checking with the two biggest cities in the 106th district, Sheboygan and Alpena. Alpena's budget is about $9.5 million a year, and they spend about $6,700 for public notices. Sheboygan's is about $5,000 a year, and they spend about $3,700 for public notices. So it's not a whole lot of money. And interesting enough, I was a township supervisor. I believe we should still do it.
Yeah, give people at least the option. You know, the sentence there about, you know, nobody reads them. Well, there are some people who do, and even if they don't, the option should still be there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the people that read online, and you go down to Grand Rapids or Ann Arbor, these places that have that more available to them, they may read what they want online, but they don't go to the public notice section.
Right.
So I think it's just transparency.
Yep, I agree with you. Well, we didn't talk last week because we were out at McDonald's for our monthly broadcast, but there was an event that happened a couple of weeks ago that you guys paid tribute to down in Lansing, and we just wanted to get that word out even today.
Absolutely. We had a terrible training accident down in Florida where a helicopter crashed, one of our service helicopters, and we lost three soldiers here in Michigan. So we played, had a moment of silence, and it's really a somber experience on the House floor when it goes dead silence, and you put out a prayer and a thought to our fallen soldiers, and losing three out of Michigan in one accident is quite devastating. So it's quite honor to be on the floor to honor our fallen soldiers. So it's something that I think we should all take a moment and thank them for their service.
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more there. And well, on a brighter subject, once again, things are looking up in terms of our employment numbers again here in Michigan.
Absolutely. You know, Michigan is continuing to climb out of that unemployment role, and people are going back to work. You know, there are more and more jobs. Again, it takes a while to filter up north, but that happens. And when you look out and about, there's help wanted signs almost everywhere. So we're going in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. And I know, you know, it's over the next 5.5 or 6 weeks or so. I'm sure you're going to be very busy answering questions about that ballot proposal, which will be coming up in May.
Yeah, the May 5th ballot proposal. Yeah. People refer to it as the road package ballot proposal. And I started actually last night in Alcona. I made a presentation on the ballot proposal. And being the chair of transportation, I'm out there as an education tool. And I explain where we are today and how money is distributed, how money comes in, how gasoline is taxed, and where it goes after we get the tax dollars, and then what the proposal does. It's very, very complicated, and I think that's part of the problem, trying to get education out and just let people know what it is. It's a big tax increase. It does some good things, and it's just important for people to know what it is.
That's right. So if they want more information, I would imagine they could contact you about where you're going to be holding these different events?
Yeah, you know, Kevin, and actually, you know, I have a couple of Rotarian meetings and Kiwanis clubs, and a couple of senior citizen groups have asked me to come, because seniors, believe it or not, are voters, and they'd like to know what's going on. But I would encourage anybody out there that would like me to come and make a presentation, is please reach out to my office, 517-373-0833, and I would be happy to come by and educate.
Very good. Well, Peter, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and enjoy a couple of days, and hopefully you can get something done even with this weather out there.
Well, you know, Kevin, no matter what the weather is, when I come home, my wife tends to have a list of things to keep me busy.
Well, then you stay busy this weekend, my friend.
Very good. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.